Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on. Live on lots of money. It makes a lot the same.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. One of his best songs, the very first one in America. Levon, welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, an award-winning filmmaker, my friends, and his film, Spin the Plate, which you've heard us talk about over the years. We were treated to the progress every step of the way from the moment they first did their, it was just a gleam in his wife's eye, and till they got the screenplay and then the filming and all the fundraising and the parsimonious production that they used was just amazing. And now it's a film, and now it's an award-winning film, and they're off to the races. So, Tom, congratulations again. Folks, don't forget to check it out. SpinThePlate.com is the website, or also Tom Anastasi. Just like it sounds, .com. Tom, we're talking about negotiating, and in the previous segment we talked about the two-stage process. What's another one?
So another one is we'll go to the zoo later, or we'll do it later. So this came about when my daughters were little. They said, hey, can we go to the zoo? I said, yes, we'll go to the zoo later. Now, if I said, because it sounds so positive. Now, if we actually never went to the zoo, then I would actually be saying no.
Right.
But, you know, business people can use this all the time. Can we do this? Yes, we can do it later. And that way you are, you know, keeping the relationship. You are
can we table that for now?
Yes, yes. And, again, because remember, negotiations are all about substance and relationship. And, you know, the substance of what you're talking about and then the relationship you have with the person.
Well, the reason why this is a big deal is a very helpful tactic is not that you're trying to play games or anything, but there's some topics that are just so deep, they run so deep, that it's hard to negotiate them because people feel so strongly about them. But if you get stuck on one of them, then you're not going to make any progress. And so it's a good idea to say, this is a tough one that we need to have more time. Can we move it, make some progress in other areas? Can we table this and come back? Now, the beautiful thing about if they'll do that is when you spend more time on a negotiation and you come back to that previously passionate item, it might not be quite as momentous. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. And the other thing you can do, which is a variation on that theme, is come to an agreement, but not know how to make it work. And it's, okay, we both know we want this, we know, but how are we going to make this work? And so the negotiation actually becomes operationalizing something that you both want. And that can be a very good way to do things because you know you've got an agreement later on. And then you just have to work out timing, logistics, things like that, which is obviously sometimes very complex. Mm-hmm. Especially when people have very, very busy schedules. And so, but that's something that you can do. Another thing you can do is, you know, asking a tough question. A lot of times people find it really, really difficult to ask that tough question. So you can use a technique that I see a lot of people using, for instance, when they ask the president a tough question, they would say, you know, critics would argue, how would you respond to that criticism? And that's a very good way of asking a tough question in a very non-threatening way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And which is also really important because you don't want to not ask the question. But lots of times people say, "Oh my gosh, how do I do that?"
Well, they're using a straw man on you. And whenever someone uses a straw man on me, I turn it around and say, "Well, okay, I hear what you're saying about that person, but what do you think about that?"
Yeah. And that works really well, too.
Take the straw man away from them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then sometimes you just have to deflect. And, you know, one way to deflect is interesting. Interesting is actually one of the most powerful words in negotiation because it sounds really positive, but it means absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times people are going to try to derail things. You say, oh, that's very interesting. And you've acknowledged that what they're saying, but you're not agreeing with it. And it can actually be a very useful tactic to have in your arsenal.
Well, and sometimes, you know, I've had people say things to me that made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, well, that's interesting. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah.
And then the more they talk about it, the more they realize what they just said made no sense. Or I would say, so make sure I understand correctly. Is this really a big deal for you? Is this a deal breaker? Would you throw everything on the fire if just because of this? Is this that big a deal to you? I'm not minimizing it. I just need to know, is this a big deal to you? Make them declare.
And they're either going to say yes, or sometimes most of the time they'd say, well, not really.
Make them declare.
But sometimes, if it is a big deal, sometimes it can be. And then, and one of the ways you can do is you repeat back what they said mm-hmm. in words different from what they would use, just so that you know you've understood them.
Yep.
And lots of times people just want to be understood. And so repeating what is said, it can be really, really effective
mm-hmm.
because it shows that you're really listening because – a negotiator's best asset is their ears, not their vocal cords.
That's right. And patience. Got to be patient.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, you got it.
And congratulations on the film. Award-winning film, folks.
Oh, thank
Spin the
you very
plate.
Much. I appreciate it.
Multiple award-winning film. How about that, folks? Spintheplate.com, TomAnastasi.com. Check it out. We're so proud of him, his wife, and the whole crew for putting all that together. It's a great success story.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.